were not from Atlanta, or is it, how is that?
Yeah, I've had both. I've had, because a lot of times, as you know, you meet people at work. Well, everybody I met at work were not from there, so I had that group of friends. Now, locally from the church, I met people through like Zion Baptist or Pleasant Hill. So I met friends there. So I have a mixture of locals and non-locals.
And how is that, I guess, kind of like you're in the middle and you have locals and non-locals, is it?
It's different because you have to try to balance what you're doing, because a lot of times it's just that you're from here, so you know more. And you try to gravitate towards the people who are not from here because you have more in common, because you don't have any roots. Mm-hmm. When you have a root, roots in the area, it makes a difference in your circle of friends, I think. But it works out pretty good because you have to learn what they know and together. And so today nowadays I'll have something at my house and we're just from all over. But I'm just like a melting pot. That's fine.
Okay, that's interesting. Why do you, okay. Interesting, you said you're like a melting pot, and why would you even say that, besides the fact that you've, you know, lived in several places, but what?
I think it makes you a broader, to me it's like a melting pot, because I don't look at my friends saying that they have to be of this economic value, like I said before, socioeconomic and so forth. My friends are my friends. Whether you live in $1 million house or you live in $100,000 house, I do not choose my friends that way. And that's strictly the way I was brought up. It does not make a difference to me if you're CEO or VP of a company and you're just there as a janitor in a company. That's not what it's about to me. And I don't choose my friends that way. You don't have to make a certain salary to be a friend of mine. I know there are people that way, but I'm not that way. It's all about if you're a good-hearted person, you're a nice person, that's all I care about.
Is there anything else you would like to just, you know, say about Roswell and before we end?
No, not really. I think I've pretty much summed it up about Roswell and the growth. And it's really has grown in the last, that's the biggest thing I think I've had to get used to is the traffic in Roswell, because I don't think anyone ever had the vision of Roswell growing to be this size. And I just knew when I moved here, like in 81, you could get around very easy. And I used to get on Georgia 400, and man, I used to worry about my car stopping, you know. And nobody's there, and it's just quite the opposite now. But then the whole North Fulton area has grown, and Roswell has just become a part of it. But it started first with Roswell, I can say that much. Then it spread to Alpharetta, and then we kept going farther up north. But I think Roswell, to me, was the place where we started really starting to grow. You saw the urban, I call it the urban growth, take place in Roswell first. And then Alpharetta and the other cities started to join.
Do you think that was a positive?
Yeah, I think it was a positive. I really do. I think it was a positive. And I think, to me, and I don't know, people in Alpharetta may think differently, but I think Roswell, to me, is a little more advanced than Alpharetta. And as far as activities and some of the things, but they're getting there. But it all starts with, again, like I was saying, with the Roswell roots that we have February. Well, one would ask, well, why don't they have that in Alpharetta? I mean, it's a city. They have a lot of blacks were there. They had the same accomplishments and so forth. Why don't they have it in Cobb County? Why don't they have it anywhere? But it comes from the leadership. You can start anything if you have. It was something the mayor and the others believed in it. So you got to start there. So to me, Roswell is more advanced in areas like that.
That's very interesting. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. I hope I didn't talk too much, but
no,
I love to talk.
No, this is very, very, very.